And the Dai Mai is the emotional storehouse. This is the place where all the unresolved emotions can accumulate. And not all, because there's plenty of other places in the body that the body will send unresolved emotions. They're like toxins inside of the body. An unresolved emotion is a toxin. Thank you for tuning in your consciousness to the Naked Human Podcast. I want to acknowledge your presence and what it took for you to be here today listening. My intention for you is that you receive what you came here for and find what you didn't know you needed. This podcast is about what it means to be a human being and what it really means to be naked, and how our relationship with Mother Nature has the power to heal us. My name is Carrie Cott, and I'm a nude nature photographer, licensed physician of Chinese medicine, plant guide, and wild woman embodiment mentor. I help women heal from sexual trauma, awaken their authentic voice, and distinguish between fear and intuition so they can be led by their deep feminine heart. I bring to life in this podcast my own internal wisdom. I will only share what I've learned and experienced on a personal level. As you listen, I encourage you to take from this what you need and just trash the rest. So, happy listening. Ooh, weight, body symptoms, the accumulation of something unwanted. It's what we're going to talk about today. And they say, you know, they, great marketing people say, talk about the results. What are the results that people can get from fill in the blank? What are the results people can get from being naked? Being naked in nature. Being naked in a group with other women. Being naked in a group with other people. And, you know, when I initially think about it, I think, isn't it obvious? Like, aren't all the layers obvious? And I also get that just because I see something or have it in my awareness doesn't mean that it's in your awareness or somebody else's awareness. So I'm going to share about weight, excess weight, weight gain, this accumulation of unwanted weight. And the reason that I'm going to talk about this is because I literally just spent a week putting together a bunch of paperwork to apply for my Michigan acupuncture license. So I've been a licensed physician of Chinese medicine in the state of Florida for like 12 years, I think now. And I'm applying to get my license in Michigan. And one of the things that I had to do was to put together basically 200 patient notes. And as I was doing this, and that's a lot, that's a fuck ton, in my opinion, and woo, it was a doozy. So in the process, though, I got super presenced in a short amount of time some of the greatest complaints. And I mean, really, we all kind of have the same complaints, really. I mean, not every single person, but looking at 200 patient cases, the majority, and I'll say women, because this was a specific complaint from women that I saw over and over and over, and it's what we're talking about today, weight, specifically the accumulation of excess unwanted weight. And there were other symptoms that came along with it, but that was at the forefront of the conversation and like the greatest pain point. And after a while of looking at all these notes, it was just like, holy fuck. You know, it was just like, it was a lot to just be present to that. And over the years, I mean, I've worked with men and women. I also realized that I've worked with a lot more women than I have men. And that's just a pain point. So we're going to dive into it. And I'm going to share from my perspective, from my years of working with patients. And just a lot of it came from my inner wisdom. And there's also lots of other human beings talking about this conversation that I've connected with over the past couple of years. And it's really powerful to connect to the root of why these things are here. And first of all, if there's a complaint that we have, like there's a symptom occurring in our life, in our body, and we don't like it, that is a huge indicator of something. And then we can just dive into it. And so we're going to do that. And as we're in this conversation, if this is you, if any part of this is you, I just invite you to be in your own self inquiry about what's at the root. And there can be lots of different things and layers. So opening your heart and your body to the possibility of a layer shedding or multiple layers shedding. And then, you know, 3 weeks, 3 years from now, you could discover another layer of something connected to the complaint, the symptom of the accumulation of excess weight. And I want to start diving into the part that we should have weight on our body, you know. So the first inquiry can be to ask is this really excess weight? You know, feminine beings and having some curves, and if you don't have curves, like we have weight in certain parts of our body to protect our tender, soft organs and hips. And so just taking an inquiry of that, of is this really excess weight? Is this complaint that I have really excess weight? And in Chinese medicine, and as it connects to where excess weight accumulates, I mean, really weight accumulates in all parts of the body. Commonly, typically, it's in the abdomen and the lower parts of the body. You know, like around the hips, the upper legs, the lower belly, and even the upper belly. It's like this whole midsection to lower section of our body where the weight can accumulate. And in Chinese medicine, this is known as the Dai Mai. And the Dai Mai is the emotional storehouse. This is the place where all the unresolved emotions can accumulate. And not all, because there's plenty of other places in the body that the body will send unresolved emotions. They're like toxins inside of the body. An unresolved emotion is a toxin inside of the body. So when you hear things like, oh, this releases toxins, or this toxins have accumulated here, consider that what's really accumulated is some unresolved, unprocessed emotion. So this toxin, this unresolved experience and emotion, the body wants to protect the internal organs. So it will store it away from the internal organs. And that could be in your joints, it could be in your muscle area, and very commonly that is in your emotional storehouse, this Dai-Mai section of your body, in your root chakra and in your sacral chakra, and then even sometimes coming into the solar plexus area. So this is a place that the body is like, oh, we can keep this stuff here locked away from our vital organs. That's a lot. I mean, because vital organs, really, they're the most important thing, because without them, there's no operating human body system. So this very special part of ourselves, the Dai, is the place where the emotions go to be stored. Every unprocessed moment can accumulate here. And this is why it can be so hard for many of us to release the weight. You know, you might do a diet and you lose some weight, and then you resume some other eating habits and the weight comes back. Or you do this thing and you release the weight, but then the weight comes back, is because there's a deeper root happening that cannot be a lifetime impacted through just your diet, through temporarily moments of withdrawing from certain foods, from intaking certain things, because there's a root that's much more at play here. And my hope is that there's some illumination for you in that conversation within yourself today. What's at the root? And there's common things that people say about weight, you know, like, I feel gross. Like, how you feel about the symptom, how you feel about the excess weight on your body, is the greatest indicator to help you see what's at play. So one of the questions that I typically ask my patients is, how do you feel about this? So how do you feel about this? Like, really, how do you feel about the excess weight? And how you feel about it is a breadcrumb of discovery. Angry, gross, shameful, afraid, worried, tired, exhausted, lonely, you know, like whatever surfaces is welcome. And just trust whatever communication is coming through. You know, a lot of times people describe their excess weight as baggage, carrying around this baggage, this heavy, you know, I feel heavy. And weight, what is weight? You know, like, let's talk about that. There's an accumulation of something, there's an accumulation of fat. Weight creates a barrier, you know, like, it's providing a barrier between you and everything else. You and another human being, you and an animal, you and being naked, you and having sex, you and eating certain foods, you and fill in the blank. So it creates a barrier and it puts stuff in between you and life. And that's protection. Creating a protection for yourself. Now, fat's important. And, you know, there's different seasons, depending on where you live, that there's a necessary process of fat and accumulating fat in the colder months. It's there as a reserve for your body to store something. So, like, having a natural fluctuation in weight with the seasons. And that would mean you'd be rooted in this season. There'd be a natural shift and flowing with the seasons of what's happening. So there's a natural occurring process of the importance of that. And if there's an excess of that, it's like, what's being held onto as well? So there's a reserve aspect of this. Like, I have to store and hold on to things because maybe you have the experience that things don't stick around and you have to hold on to them. You know, like, I better stock up on, you know, canned goods. The apocalypse is coming. I better store up on toilet paper. I better store up on fruits and vegetables. I better store up on love. I better store up and hold on, because that one time or the 40 times, you know, someone in my life died, or I don't have a relationship with my friends anymore, or, you know, there's space in between me and my family, my mom, or whatever the story is. There's this attempt to hold on to things and to store things away, which also then creates a barrier of protection, because there can be a lot of fear associated with somebody left. And now I'm afraid. I'm holding on to things, and I'm creating barriers, not boundaries, barriers between me and life. And I want to feel safe and protected. And thinking about baggage and feeling heavy is that some of it can just not be yours, you know? You're carrying on the responsibilities of other people. Carrying this energy of expectation of other people's, like, what is your baggage? Like, what is taking up space in your life? What's taking up space? I mean, if you have excess weight that you don't want, there are things happening in your life that you don't want, but you're carrying it around. You're holding on to it. You're utilizing it for some purpose. So what is taking up space in your life? What is it? This just popped in. What's something in your life that you like just really, 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 really want? And maybe you wanted it for a long time, and maybe you've kind of wanted it for a long time, or maybe you're like, maybe I haven't really wanted it for a long time, but it's just, something's just not coming that you want. Think about that as it relates to this barrier. What are you afraid of in connection to the thing that you desire? There might be some things that come to you. Sometimes there's things that are very surface level that present themselves in this conversation. Like, oh, love and affection. Yeah, of course, right? Like, what am I protecting myself from? Being hurt. Okay, yeah. That can totally be there. Let's dive below that. Why? Why would I be afraid of being hurt? What does that mean? What have I been making "I'm hurt" mean about me? So the magic of discovery of a root is that you keep going deeper and deeper and inquiring beyond the thing that presents itself. And I really like this process because it goes beyond even the aspects of our subconscious that are still trying to protect us. You know, like, I'm afraid of being hurt. I can be safe in telling you that I'm afraid of being hurt. But if what's underneath being hurt is that I'm a fucking loser story, and I'm pathetic and worthless, that's much more vulnerable. And that's much more scary. And if I share that with you, then I could, you know, potentially be unsafe. And so our subconscious is still going to want to protect us. And I can personally share with you that For me, there's been a semi-recent, and semi-recent is like, the past year, discovery of this layer underneath of like feeling worthless, like scum. And I've been present to it before. There's just been a different connection to it. And what's underneath this fear of being hurt has been a context of feeling like a piece of useless, scummy human. And maybe you're like, whoa. It's like, yeah, that's really been there. And I had some discovery of why. There's no shame in being honest. Like, there's a lot of conversation, like, be positive, be all these things. That's not really true. That's just a story. And the thing is that it is just a story, right? However, this is what people call shadow work. This is the part of our subconscious that's operating from a space that has experiences repeat themselves and has things manifest like excess weight because there's some story that's deeper. And if we ignore this, I think people also call it spiritual bypassing. But if we ignore this part of ourselves that is in pain, like this is you. Like whatever is at the root of this for you is you. Like this is you at 4 years old. This is you at 10. This is you at 25. This is you at whatever ages. This is you in pain. And when we ignore and just say, that's just a fucking story. God didn't give us fear and pain, and I'm not even gonna be with this. It's still there. We just continue to shun out this part of ourselves that's crying. It's like there's a baby crying, and you're just like, I don't believe in tears. I don't believe in that. I'm not going to do anything with that. Meanwhile, there's still a baby crying, and that baby is you inside of you that's crying, that's in pain, that's been shamed. So much of weight is shame. Shame that's been stuffed away because we believed it was wrong, because somebody told us it was wrong, and we believed it. And this is a part of you that's in pain. So when we can illuminate it and talk about it and look and go within and really ask, like, what's at the root here? Okay, I feel embarrassed about the size of my body. Okay, why do I feel embarrassed? Where do I notice embarrassment? Okay, I feel that in my throat, actually. Okay. Why do I feel it in my throat? Maybe you feel sensations in your body. Why do I feel embarrassed? Because I think it makes me look ugly. It means I'm unwell. Okay, why do I think I'm unwell? And why do I think I'm ugly? And so, connecting with this part of you is integrating. Some of the words used for that is like a soul retrieval. You're retrieving some part of yourself. 13-year-old you is coming home. That's you, locked away, stuffed away in the darkness. Not being loved, not being fed, not being held, not being nourished. And the only person that can do that for you is you. And that's by looking below the surface, below the physical. By below, I mean in. But I see it as like layers. You're like diving deeper and deeper. But you got to look and really be in the inquiry of what does this mean for me? And your words will show it to you. I feel heavy. Okay. What's heavy in my life right now? What's taking up too much space? What's not mine? What have I been carrying around that's not mine? What feels heavy? What have I been taking on that doesn't belong to me and that I don't even want to be doing? And so how does being naked and how does being naked in nature, how does that even impact this whole experience? How can this help release and shed weight? Well, I mean, so there's like two parts of this conversation. There's one where I think about specific containers that I hold, whether they're one-on-one or they're in groups with women. It's an intentional space to be seen and heard. It's an intentional space to heal, to let go, to return home to yourself, to connect with these parts of you that are in pain. And when you get naked in a community, in a group with other women, you're going to be seen. You're also releasing something that's been placed on you. And clothes are a really great representation of being told to do things, because how many of us are actually choosing to put on clothes every day? You might be thinking, well, I like this dress and I like this and, you know, it's cold today and like I'm the one putting the clothes on. But really at the root, it's not choice. I mean, unless you live in a nudist community or in a space where nobody is around you who sees you naked, there's the great possibility that you're going to get in trouble, be arrested, get fined, be made fun of, judged, all these things. So you shed this confinement and this pressure and this aspect of the current human experience that's like, you must do this or else you will be punished, which is just not in, it's not just in clothing. But you shed that. So there's like this release of something already. And then you're vulnerably naked and being witnessed and also witnessing other women. I gotta tell you that seeing other people naked really puts things into perspective. And by that I mean, before I started getting naked and seeing other people naked, I had a lot of fucking judgment about myself and my body. But when you can see other people naked, it just really shows how unique we all are and what bodies really look like. Because photoshopped magazine photos and clothing do not reveal what we all actually look like. And when I started seeing a lot more naked bodies, I was like, I feel like I didn't even really know what the human body looked like. I knew what mine looked like and some lovers of mine, you know, but, you know, I was judging myself against a vision, a perspective that wasn't even real. And so it awakens and that becomes another shedding. So this excess weight is a barrier. It's layers of stuff that we're holding onto, and already things are being shed. And then there's the intentional practices that we go into that are designed to release, to let go of the traumas, of the pains, the resentments, hurt, guilt, shame. And it's really magical. And I was speaking to one of the women that's attended many of my events, and the way that she put it is it's really indescribable what the healing and the magic is about being naked in nature. And there's something so powerful about it that just happens beyond words, beyond understanding. It's something really deep and profound that works a lot of magic just by doing it and being it, and also being in a space where you feel safe to do it. And even if you choose not to come to one of my events or another container that you feel safe where there's nudity, you can still explore and experience this within yourself. One of the things showing up as really powerful inside of a container, outside of an event, is touch. Bringing your own self, non-sexual touch to the part of your body that's accumulated the pain, it's accumulated the weight. When you bring your own touch, your own presence, and I say non-sexual because there's a lot of charge and energy, especially for women and all humans, really, as it relates to sex, and a lot of pressure and performance and needing to produce some results. So when you invite your own touch without an expectation, without a needing to perform or do something, that's another layer of healing. You bring your own touch to this part of you in pain. Even that alone is powerful in itself. And as you sit there touching this whatever part of you that has this weight, and just listen, and you can start to inquire and ask questions and listen and feel. And you can also just be present and allow whatever arises to arise, whatever emotions present themselves. So I feel like there's been a lot in this conversation, and there's like layers and layers, and I gave some foundational pieces about looking at symptoms and how they connect and emotions, and there's lots and lots of different ways to delve into this and to connect. And your intuition will guide you. Your self-inquiry will guide you into the healing that's there for you. Of course, there's always the invitation to come and be in ceremony with other women who totally get it. And we're all there. We're all there together holding this space. And maybe that feels like I'm not ready. You can come and work privately with me. This is like my jam. Root cause. This is what I've spent the past years, 12 years, how long it's been, working with my patients and inquiring and also providing tools and support to go and touch these parts of yourself, literally, physically, emotionally, to release layers. And those can happen in private one-on-one sessions. I hope that this conversation has been comforting and healing. And just know that whatever has presented itself is beautiful. And whatever will continue to reveal itself will be exactly the medicine that you came here for. And for now, we are complete. Thank you for tuning your consciousness to this episode of The Naked Human. However you find yourself, whether it's relieved, enlightened, triggered, or as if the past minutes were a complete waste of your time, it's perfect. Be present to it and allow it to be the medicine you need. I welcome your feedback and heartfelt reflections of how this episode impacted you. You can share with me online at thenakedhumanpodcast.com. And if you're feeling called for a more personalized experience into your nakedness, I invite you to join our community of wild women in person or online. You can find more specifics at thenakedhumanpodcast.com. And until next time, bye!